Many people view the Bible like they view the Queen of England. She holds the top position, but holds no real power. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. There is a holy veracity to Jesus' word, and there's also a self-authenticating element to his word. What does that even mean, and how do we know that Jesus' word is true? Is it enough just to say that it's true? Well, all of that means that Jesus didn't just say a bunch of stuff and then walk off the stage. His miracles authenticate his word. His actions back up his teaching. Talk is cheap, right? Unless your actions prove your words. And in God's goodness, he backs up what he says with faithfulness. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says, "Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him." Psalm 138, verse 2 says, "I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted your word above all your name." The reason the word of God is exalted, or the reason it backs up God's name, is because it's his word and truthfulness and faithfulness that makes God's name great. So before Jesus ever lays down any teaching here in the second half of John chapter 5, he prefaces it by saying, "I'm declaring that my word takes precedence over everyone else's word that's in the room. His word is authoritative. It is final." Do the words of Jesus take precedence in your life? Is his word the final and authoritative word for you? Is this book that we're studying the rule of faith in your life? Do you give yourself to it consistently? Is there an appetite to know Jesus through his word? So many view the Bible like they see the Queen of England. She holds the top position, but holds no real power. It's safe to say that the erosion of our culture, the slippery slope that we find so many of our churches on, and the cause of death of many churches and ministries is caused by the abandonment of the Word of God, the learning it, the loving it, and the living it in the power of the Spirit. To move away from the Scripture as our final authority for our lives is to move into the wastelands of our own subjectivity, and we become like Adam and Eve running for cover, which is all the more reason to walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Kendra Barnett, one of our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Giha LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.